Well, today, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland joins us to talk about their upcoming event tonight. It's called An Introduction to Astrophotography, and it's a great opportunity for anyone who's ever looked up at the night sky and wondered how to capture those incredible images of stars, planets, galaxies, etc. Because if you've tried, it's not easy. This event is designed for beginners. It's perfect for people with little or no experience who just want to learn the basics. David, first of all, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate you coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, David, look, if someone's completely new to astrophotography, it's not a big deal. In fact, this course is designed for them, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's called An Introduction to Astrophotography because a lot of people want to get started, be it you have a camera, a digital camera. Maybe it's a good one, maybe it's not. But, of course, a lot of people have a smartphone and they really are digital cameras. And a lot of them these days have got built-in modes like night mode, pro mode, manual mode that can replicate expensive equipment. So most people are carrying around a powerful astronomical camera in their pocket without knowing it. And Martin will cover all of these.
And actually, David, you know, they have that amazing piece of equipment in their pocket. But one of the things that most people don't know is how to use it, because some of those controls and those different things that are available, they're actually not that intuitive. So I guess that's what the course is going to cover.
Yeah, once you know how to do it, it's actually fairly simple. I mean, if you can master how to use apps on your smartphone, you're not going to have any problem doing astrophotography. You need to know how to make sure it's in focus, frame things up, and also figure out how to change the sensitivity. So during the day, it's very bright, so the camera doesn't need to be that sensitive and it'll get a lovely sharp picture. But at night, it can actually boost its power to catch faint images. You get a little bit of a grainy result, but you'll see far more stars with even the smartphone with its tiny lens, smaller than a human eye's lens, than you will with your eyes, because we're like video cameras. Our eyes, we're taking several pictures a second, but a smartphone can take pictures, or any camera, for up to 30 seconds. And I've seen the results. They far outperform what you can see with your eyes, almost up to what you can see in a big pair of binoculars.
Right.
So our speaker will explain all this and, you know, how to go. And you start off small. You make a few quick attempts. And then there are bright things to photograph, like the moon, or in the sky at the moment, we've got the brilliant planets Jupiter and Venus coming close to one another. They'll be closest on June the 9th. And you could record that every night from now till then.
Right. And David, if someone wants to do that, for example, how will they spot Mars and Venus in the night sky at the moment? Which direction should they be looking?
Yeah, well, for the next few weeks, as soon as it gets dark, even in twilight, while the sky is still a bit blue where the sun went down, you can't miss Venus blazing away in the west, just above where the sun set. And then to its upper left is an almost equally bright star. And these are brighter than all the real stars in the sky, so they're unmistakable. That's Jupiter. And if you hold your hand out at arm's length, you'll get about two hand spans in this week between Venus and Jupiter. But that'll drop to one hand span, and eventually you'll be able to hold up your index finger at arm's length and cover both of them around June the 9th. It's the highlight of the year.
Sounds amazing. Now, one of the things I was going to ask you about is, if you're trying to take photographs of something that's kind of faint and in the sky, obviously the technology helps a lot. But does the environment you're in, so for example, if you're in a very lit up street area, is that a bad idea? Are you better off going somewhere dark to take the picture? How does that work?
Well, you know, with digital photography, you can work wonders. So you can take lots of pictures and add them all together. And the light pollution will be terrible. But the object you're photographing, a faint star cluster or a galaxy, will build up its own light as well. And then you can subtract the light pollution out. So you won't get as good a result you did in the countryside, but you actually get a far better result than you can see with your eyes. So the magic of digital processing, and he's going to show how to do this, we've been publishing pictures in our magazine taken from the suburbs that you would have been proud to have taken from a mountaintop observatory decades ago. So anyone can do this.
Brilliant. I'm sold, David, on this for sure. Now, the thing is, this is on tonight, right? And where can people find the details if they're interested?
Well, it's online, so everybody in the country, technically the world, can tune in. So you just go to our website, astronomy.ie, and get a ticket there. It'll give you the link. And if you've never used Zoom before, just log on about 15 minutes early. Zoom will run on your phone as an app. It'll run in your browser. It's really easy to use. It was a big game changer when COVID came. It meant we could hold online talks for all of our members across the 32 counties. And it's a public lecture. So we want everybody on the island to connect in. And when you get good pictures, we then want you to send them to Astronomy Ireland magazine. You'll see the details in the contact section on astronomy.ie, where to send your pictures in the coming weeks when you get a bit good at this.
Fantastic. Now, that's something for people to look forward to tonight. But you did mention to me off air that there are a number of other things and events that people might be interested in coming up shortly as well.
Yeah, May is a huge month for us. On the 22nd of May, we're going to celebrate the Artemis astronauts going around the moon earlier last month. And they got a fantastic view, 60 times closer than we do here on the Earth. But we can get over 160 times closer with telescopes. So we'll be able to show you a better view of the moon through the telescopes than they had from the spacecraft. So we're celebrating with an Artemis Moonwatch. Could be the most spectacular event we've ever run. Bring everybody you know. It's May the 22nd. Details on astronomy.ie. And then there are evening classes running 5 days later. You can enroll for those now every Wednesday night, again online for everybody in the country. And we'll, in 8 Wednesday nights, we'll tell you everything you wanted to know about the universe, but we're afraid to ask.
What a great idea. Great title. David, thanks for being with us this morning and for sharing that with us. And I'm going to try and get onto the Zoom tonight myself, because I think I could learn a lot from what you're doing tonight. Thank you again for joining us. And as I said already, if anybody wants any more information on that, the place to start is astronomy.ie. Thanks, David.
Thank you very much.